Okay, continuing now with batch number 6 of local news and features. It's Tim and Liz. We've got 4 more headlines for you and stories. So, Liz's headlines coming up are...
NHS Trust running Stoke-on-Trent hospitals named as the best in the country. And Stoke-on-Trent GP desperate to get family out of war-torn Gaza.
And my headlines coming up, a council to spend £2 million transforming Longton Town Centre, and here's how they're going to do it. And Stoke-on-Trent will not lose city status in local government shake-up. So over to Liz, who's going to read the first story for us in batch number 6.
NHS Trust running Stoke-on-Trent hospitals named as the best in the country. Two NHS trusts running hospitals in Stoke-on-Trent have been named as the best in the country in a new league table. North Staffordshire Combined Healthcare and Midlands Partnership Foundation Trust, that's MPFT, are ranked 1 and 2 respectively in NHS England's new league table for non-acute hospital trusts. North Staffs Combined provides a range of mental health, learning disability, substance misuse and primary care services, including Harplands Hospital and the Darwin Centre. An MPFT, Midlands Partnership Foundation Trust. MPFT provides physical and mental health. Provides physical and mental health, learning disability and social care services across Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire and Shropshire. Its provision includes community hospitals such as Haywood Hospital in Burslem and Leek Moorlands. All 61 non-acute trusts in England were rated across a range of metrics, including quality of care, patient safety, finance and productivity, and then ranked according to their average score. Separate tables have been published for acute trusts and ambulance trusts. University Hospitals of North Midlands, UHNM, is ranked joint 83rd out of 134 acute trusts, while West Midlands Ambulance Service is placed 6th out of 10 ambulance trusts. The government says the publication of the new league tables marks a new era of transparency and accountability in the NHS and claims they will help drive up standards. Top performing trusts will be rewarded with greater autonomy, such as the ability to reinvest surplus funds into new equipment and upgrades. The league table data shows that North Staffs combined is ranked highly for children and young people's access to mental health services, length of stay for inpatients, and the trust's current financial performance. Chief Executive Dr. Buki Adeyemo welcomed her trust's ranking at the top of the league table. She said, "The Trust Board is proud that the efforts of our people has been recognised in the new NHS oversight framework. Every day I see the dedication and commitment it takes to achieve this level of performance, and I am humbled by it. Our ambition is to be outstanding in everything we do and how we do it. We remain fully committed to improving the well-being of the people and families of our local communities, those we are privileged to serve. Thank you to everyone who has made this possible." Like Combined Healthcare, MPFT is classed as high-performing, with good scores for access to services, finance, effectiveness of care and safety. Neil Carr, Chief Executive of MPFT, said, "I am delighted that MPFT has been ranked 2nd nationally out of 61 non-acute trusts. This is a fantastic achievement given the size, breadth and diversity of services we provide and reflects the dedication, commitment and innovation of colleagues across our organisation. The assessment highlights the quality of care and services we provide while also considering financial performance and management. MPFT's strong position reflects both our commitment to outstanding care and the strength of our leadership and use of resources. UHNM, which runs the Royal Stoke and County Hospital, is ranked in the middle of the acute trust league table and is classed as being below average. The trust's well-publicised issues with A&E delays see it ranked lowly for urgent and emergency care, with UHNM also doing badly in terms of MRSA, infections and productivity, according to the league table data. but UHNM is the best performing acute trust for long waits for community services and E. coli infections. Dr. Simon Constable, UHNM Chief Executive, said, UHNM welcomes today's publication of the NHS League Tables. Over the past year, we've made real progress, reducing waiting times for planned operations and improving flow through our hospitals so people who need urgent care get it as quickly as possible. Our ranking shows we still have some way to go, and looking ahead, we will continue to focus on improving our current and emergency care performance while also prioritising our longest waits with clear actions in place to make real change. We will also continue to work with our partners across Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent Integrated Care System to remove duplication and streamline processes to deliver high-quality care so that every organisation can meet its obligation to meet their financial challenges. University Hospitals of Derby and Burton, which runs Queen's Hospital in Burton, is ranked 108th among the acute trusts.
Many thanks for that. So my first story now for Batch 6 is Council is to spend £2 million transforming Longton Town Centre, and here's how they're going to do it. Interesting story, this one. Council leaders have agreed to spend nearly £2 million on transforming the town centre of Longton. The works in Longton will include the creation of a new pedestrian public square in front of the town hall and other changes to the road network. New paving, railings and lighting will be installed in Bath's Passage and Strand Passage as part of the improvements. At the meeting, Stoke-on-Trent City Council Cabinet members agreed to allocate £1.985 million towards the works, which they say will improve pedestrian links, reduce traffic problems, and make Longton a more attractive place to visit and do business. The money will come from three different government funding pots: the Levelling Up Fund, the Bus Service Improvement Plan, and the Transforming Cities Fund, the TCF. TCF money was originally due to be spent on a raft of improvements to Longton train station, including the installation of lifts. But the council shelved the station plans after the projected cost ballooned from £1.2 million to £6.5 million. The new plans for Longton were subject to a public consultation during the summer. Chris Robinson, Cabinet Member for Housing and Planning and Ward Councillor for Longton, and Mia Hay South told the Cabinet that there had been a positive response to the proposed works taking place. He said, "We had more than 300 responses to the consultation, which is really exciting time for Longton. I think the public have really brought into what we're trying to do with the town centre. Thanks to the hard work of the people of Longton at the Exchange and everywhere else, we're bucking the trend. We've got more shops opening now, footfall is up, and this will take us forward that little bit further." Councillor Lynn Watkins added, "It'll be great once we've got Crown Works entry to Longton sorted out. It really makes you feel sad when you see all vegetation and where the fires have been. But have been shopping in Longton a few times and there's a real buzz about the place now. It's great to see some regeneration in the town, but I think it has been a little bit left behind." The council plans to rationalise the convoluted road layout in Times Square and create a public realm plaza in front of the town hall with space for a new public artwork. Other changes will include the reversal of the one-way system on Transport Lane and the introduction of red routes to tackle congestion. According to the report to Cabinet, the scheme will aim to encourage more people into Longton Town Centre, support existing businesses, and improve civic pride. The council says that it's still its aspiration to provide lifts at Longton train station, and alternative funding streams are being explored, including Stoke-on-Trent's local transport grant. Over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in Batch 6.
Stoke-on-Trent GP desperate to get family out of war-torn Gaza. A GP has issued an urgent appeal to get his relatives trapped in Gaza into safety. Trainee GP Ahmed Al-Kibari of Trent Vale has described the situation as desperate. Ahmed, who practices at Heathcote Medical Centre in Chesterton, moved to Stoke-on-Trent in 2023 after finishing a medical degree in Egypt, but his wife's family remain in Gaza. The 31-year-old told Stoke-on-Trent Live, "The authorities have said there's nothing they can do for them. They're just stuck there, even though they have approved medical transfers. The situation keeps getting harder and harder as time goes by. In my head, I worry that it's only going to be another few hours until I hear they've been bombed and blown into pieces. My 75-year-old father-in-law is totally bedbound. He suffered a spinal fracture that's left him paralysed. Without urgent spinal surgery, he'll die. My brother-in-law can't carry him because his shoulder was injured in a blast. Now it repeatedly dislocates and leaves him in constant pain. My sister-in-law is acting as their carer, but she's stretched to her limit. She has severe asthma and is struggling to survive without inhalers or treatment. Fortunately, Ahmed's wife, Nurhan, was able to escape to Egypt in March after her mother was diagnosed with cancer, but the pair are still fighting their own battles. Ahmed explained, "My wife is really affected by this. Her whole family are trapped there, and she's already suffered enough at the hands of the Israelis. Soldiers shot into her kitchen when she was younger and exploded a gas appliance. It exploded and she was badly burnt. She's had many surgeries since. She even had to have some fingers amputated. Now this is bringing all that old trauma back to the surface. My mother-in-law is really struggling too. She needs to focus on her recovery, but she's always getting the news of how her husband is getting more sick, how he can't move and how he can't get out for the surgery he needs. I call them and tell them not to worry. Everything will be better soon, but I don't think anything will be better soon, to be honest. I think things will get worse." Ahmed is using work as a coping mechanism, but says he is desperate for something to change. He added, "I'm trying to keep myself distracted with work as much as I can. Whenever I'm back at home, my mind starts swimming. It drives you crazy with worry. My phone is a big source of anxiety. Every time I get a notification, I'm scared to look at what it is. I'm always terrified it will be bad news. I just hope the government can put in a request to Israel and Palestine to get this move going. I'm desperate. But I think if an MP or something makes this request, it will be taken much more seriously. I've tried my best to get them out, but I'm not getting anywhere. Now I'm asking for help from everyone. I don't want any kind of financial support. I just want to get them safe and make sure they get the medical treatment they need. It doesn't matter whether it's in Egypt or somewhere else."
Okay, many thanks. So we're continuing and concluding batch number six now with the final story for me. And this is Stoke-on-Trent will not lose city status in local government shake-up. Council leaders have stressed Stoke-on-Trent will not be losing its city status despite ongoing local government reforms. Stoke-on-Trent City Council wants Stoke-on-Trent, Newcastle and Staffordshire Moorlands to join together in a new North Staffordshire Council. But Staffordshire County Council is favouring Eastern and Western authorities, which would see Stoke-on-Trent join with the Staffordshire Moorlands, East Staffordshire, Lichfield and Tamworth to form a new East Staffordshire Unitary Authority. It will be the biggest shake-up of council since the 1970s. Now, Stoke-on-Trent City Council has stressed the city status is safe, whichever option is chosen. A council spokesperson said, "Both we and the government have been crystal clear. Stoke-on-Trent will not lose its city status under planned changes to local government." They added, "There is no risk that Stoke-on-Trent will lose city status as a result of planned local government reforms. Our position is clear. We believe a North Staffordshire Council would lead to better strategic decision making and provide councils and residents with better services at a lower cost. This includes retaining city status for Stoke-on-Trent. There are various mechanisms for achieving this, which we have discussed with legal counsel, all of which will be detailed in our final submission. Councils have been given until November the 28th this year to come up with their final proposals for unitarisation within the government to make the final decision. City councillors will consider the final submission to government at a special meeting on November the 20th. Keep listening, we've got the answers to Lizzie's one and only quiz and the final news stories for you in batch number 7.